the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today, we're giving you our must-watch Halloween list. That's the title of this. Yes.
Our must-watch Halloween annual Halloween list, right?
That something yeah. Like we're gonna give you the movies that we
yeah.
and TV show episodes that we watch every Halloween every, and feel like are mandatory watching.
I just forgot episodes I can add.
Perfect. Yeah, we were gonna hopefully do Barbarian, but it didn't come out until today.
Yeah. I was hoping someone would like post it illegally, but everyone left
it's
me
also
down.
Not out on Disney Plus until tomorrow here, and I'm like, it's literally out for everybody else everywhere, so
that's so weird.
It is weird.
Okay, so it will eventually be watched, but
not yeah
in time for this to be posted before
not in time October. For October, but yeah,
oops.
Maybe that'll be next week, we don't know, who knows.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think we were also talking about maybe covering the Midnight Club, and then neither of us watched
that. I'm too addicted to SVU right now. I
it's
just
okay.
Like, can't watch another show.
It's okay. I've been trying to watch a movie a day, and it just, I've given up at this point. So.
But I've heard the Midnight Club is good, so I will.
So have I. I didn't know it was actually, like, a part of, like, the Hill House Mansion series or whatever. Apparently it is, though. Or, like, it's in that universe, which surprised me.
I thought it was based off a book.
I think so, but I've also heard it's in that. I don't really know, man.
Okay.
But I haven't watched The Haunting of Hill House or Bly Manors, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I started watching Haunting of Hill
House. I feel like I need to, but, like, I just haven't.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. Anyway, it's not what this episode's about. Do we just start?
Yeah, I mean,
our shows and movies.
Let's be honest. Sam is gonna have more of the horror aspect.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I have three technically that aren't.
Okay.
Like horror, but yeah, all spooky vibes.
Yeah,
I feel like that's why this friendship works, because I balance it out with the horror and you balance it out with the friendlier things.
Yeah, but we were also talking about this before we actually started recording, that like when I want to watch something during the spooky month, I want it to be like Halloween based.
Yeah.
Shockingly, a lot of the movies are not.
No.
So, obviously, like, killer movies, like, horror movies.
You know, a lot of horror movies are, like, set in the summer, which really throws me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's because the skid kids are out of school.
Yeah, and they're pretty much always the target.
Yeah.
Yeah. RIP.
Oh, well. Would you like to start on that note?
Should we just start with the one that we have in common?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Scream.
Yeah. Oh, we should have worn our shirts.
I don't have one. You do. I bought a Michael one.
Oh, you wore that last week.
I have.
Oh, no, you did not. You wore your Haddonfield sweatshirt.
I did. I have my Scream pin.
Me too.
I still haven't figured out where we're going to put those.
Yeah, same.
Awesome. I'll wear my Ted Lasso ones when that comes back.
Just need to bring it back now.
Yeah, Jason, if you're watching this, bring it back. But I actually watched Scream last night, so it's kind of perfect.
Perfect. I haven't watched Scream yet. I have a lot of catching up to do.
Well, see, I was like, my article this week is based on the Scream franchise.
Oh.
And I just, for some reason, was writing it and didn't watch any of them beforehand. Instead, I was watching scary movies. I was trying to write it, and I'm like, gosh, why can't I finish this article? Turns out watching the thing that you're writing about actually inspires you and helps you finish it. Who would have guessed?
Wow. Who would have known?
Who would have known? I mean, top tier movie. I think it's good for anyone who's like just getting into horror as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, it's not scary.
It's so funny. Like, just like watching it last night, like I was like kind of dying. Like, it still makes me laugh, which is rare.
Just stew, like, dying.
It's just stew. Perfect. It's just stew.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Feeling a Little Woozy is my favorite movie line of all time and my most quoted.
No, what's the peer pressure?
What's your motive? Peer pressure.
I'm way too sensitive.
Yep. I watched this last night, I say. I also like when Billy hits him and he's like, "You hit me with the phone, dick." Oh, and when he's like, "Did you really call the police? My mom and dad are getting so mad at me."
Oh, so good.
Matthew Lillard is a gem.
A real gem.
A true gem.
And him and Skeet are reuniting at San Antonio Comic Con.
There's a horror convention in Niagara Falls next weekend, and I so wish Skeet was going. Why can you go anywhere else? Come to me.
They do them in random cities.
Right?
Like, they're not, they don't come to New York. But I guess there's no conventions in New York, and why are they going to go to New York Comic Con to promote a movie that hasn't been, but then again, I feel like anyone can go to New York Comic Con.
But I feel like horror conventions are, like, very specific, because they have, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, old movies and new ones. Honestly, mostly old ones.
Yeah.
So.
But. It's a classic. It's the perfect, like, slasher.
It really is. And it's, like, not too scary, but, like, it's enough suspense to, like, keep you invested and make you realize you are watching a horror movie. Yeah. Also, like, watching it last night, like, I always saw people say, like, oh, I totally knew it was gonna be Billy. I'm like, no, you didn't. Like, I didn't even see that coming. No way. But knowing it now and, like, watching it back, I'm like, okay, like, the signs were there. Like, they played it off well enough that you couldn't guess. Like, watching it back, you're like, ah, they did give you some kind of thing.
Like, what?
Like, just, like, the way, like, in the beginning when he's talking to Stu and Stu's like, oh, did he have the liver in the mailbox? I heard there was a liver in the mailbox, and, like, Billy's kind of giving him, like, a weird look. Like, you don't really you just kind of think he's, like, doing it to, like, protect Sydney, but you're like, ah, wait, maybe that wasn't just for Sydney.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Also, I know they're using, like, the voice box, and it might just be, like, whoever is doing the voice, but, like, it sounds like Skeet. And maybe it's just because we know his voice really well, but yeah, I was watching that, I'm like, that sounds exactly like him. Like, the speech pattern, that's Skeet.
Yeah.
So, watch the opening back of the original, and I'm like, oh my god, that's Skeet. So, I don't know,
I'll pay more attention during
something I just, watch. I clocked randomly.
That's fine. Also, Nev, I always get her name wrong. It's Nev, right?
I think so.
She truly got hotter throughout the movies, but we won't talk about the other movies. We'll just stick to the original.
She definitely got hotter. Gail, however, top tier in that movie.
She is.
Not even lime. It's neon green. Highlighter green.
Yeah.
Pencil, like, skirt, suit, duo. I love it. And then Dewey. I miss Dewey. I'm never going to be over that.
No.
Randy, also not over him.
Okay.
Tatum's death is still, like, the craziest shit to me, though.
Did I send you the TikTok?
That said she was too small to fit through? Or something like that? Or did I
just... Yeah, something like that. And they, like, had to staple her to it?
Yeah.
I was like, excuse me?
Like, genuinely, like, maybe her terror was real.
I think it was.
Like, she was being stapled to a garage door. Crazy.
What the heck?
It's like so ridiculous looking when you watch it. Like, you can tell it's such a fake head.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's my favorite kill in the movie, for sure. Yeah.
It's just like, it's the most unique kill because all of them really do just get slashed.
And I've never seen anything like it in any other movie either.
Yeah.
Tatum was special. What can we say?
Her one line is just in my head because of the TikTok.
Oh, the...
Please don't come to Mr. Ghost Face.
I want to be in the sequel. Yeah, I love it. So good. I could be Tatum for Halloween. I got the hair now. Hers is lighter, though.
Is Tatum not blonde?
It's like strawberry blonde.
Are we sure?
Hold on.
I thought it was platinum. Not like platinum.
Rose McGowan. Scream. I also don't know how to pronounce her last name. Is it McGowan? McGowan? I don't know. I'd say it's like...
Oh, no, you're right. Okay.
It's like a strawberry blonde. Kind of like red.
No, you're right.
And when she's in Charmed, though, it is a bit more red.
Okay.
But yeah.
I also think that the first kill of Scream is probably the first kill. The best first kill.
Yeah. I'd say the second movie is, like, the closest, but any other ones, I just don't think it compares.
No, definitely not.
Because I do like the movie theater kill, but you can't beat the original. It's so good.
And the fact that, like, Drew wanted to be the first kill. Like, the first time I watched Scream was a few years ago. And I was fully expecting Drew to be in the movie.
Because she's on all the covers.
Yeah. That's, like, the ultimate clickbait.
It really is. I can't picture her as Sydney, though.
No, absolutely not.
Like, that's the crazy thing that she was almost Sydney. It's also just weird seeing Drew Barrymore in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think of her and I think, like, 50 First Dates and The Wedding Singer and that kind of stuff. Like, that's rom-com.
Funny, I was going to say E.T.
That too. The generational gap.
I haven't seen E.T. in a while, but just... Me either. I was, like, younger Drew, not, like, now Drew.
Yeah. No, I think of her, like, rom-com era whenever I think of Drew anymore. Like, I don't think... she fits in horror, but, like, she works very
especially
well.
Especially now. Like, I love you, Drew. Sunshine. Yeah.
Can't be.
No.
I always think of the Instagram video of her in the rain.
She's so random. I'm like, is she good? Like, no, I don't think anyone really loves life this much.
I want to love life as much as her. Yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot to tell you. So you remember I got tickets to the Drew Barrymore show?
Yes.
So I wound up not going just because I was in the city like 3 times in that week. And like it was my first day back to work that Wednesday. And then I was going Thursday, whatever. So I wound up not going. George Clooney was on the show. I don't know if it was the episode I was supposed to be at, but if I ever find out it was, please just slap me.
That's terrible.
I know.
Okay, can I come back the next time the show is filming and then we can, like, just go?
Yeah.
Because we got lucky last time I was there and we caught, like, a few celebrities. So, like, maybe I'll be good luck.
You have to come, like, when they're filming. They don't film this summer.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
But you're going to come in, like, January so we can go see Izzy.
Yes. Izzy, if you're watching this, we're coming for you.
Yes.
In a non-creepy way.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Back to the regular scheduled programming.
Only other thing I have to say is for Wes.
Yes, for Wes.
Because that scene still kind of, like, kills me in Scream 5. We miss him. It's fun. Yeah. Watch Scream if you haven't. We just spent 12 minutes trying to, like, convince you. Me or you?
You can go.
Okay. You guys are going to be really, really surprised when I give you this one. Like, you're probably never going to guess it. It's this little-known movie called Halloween from 1978. I'd also recommend Halloween 2 from 1981 and H2O from 1998. Smaller cult classics. Probably never heard of them.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Yeah, no.
Who's in it?
Jamie Lee Curtis, don't know if you've heard of her.
No, that's a new name.
She's in a Lindsay Lohan movie, maybe that
would... Okay. Yeah. I think, like, Lindsay Lohan outshines her, so that's why, like, yeah, I don't remember her. Yeah, it's
understandable. Uh-huh. no, The Halloween, obviously, is one of my must-watches. I wouldn't say all of them are must-watches for me, but I would say, like, obviously the first one, which I forced Alexi to watch this year. I think that one's just, like, perfect because it does actually set on Halloween. Actually, I think all of them set on Halloween. And it just has the vibes. There's pumpkins everywhere. It feels like fall, even though it was filmed in, like, California in the summer.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Movie magic, baby. Yeah. Number two, though, I haven't watched that one yet this year. I'm getting around to it. But that's my favorite horror sequel of all time. And one of my favorite horror movies of all time. Even though it's, like, just, like, set in the hospital and gives me a little bit of anxiety, it's fine. And then H2O, of course, 20 years later. That, I want you to watch that one. I think you'll like that one. Because it's, like, more updated.
Is that what the 2O stands for? Is it supposed to be 20?
Yeah. It's Halloween 20 years later. Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. I didn't think it was about water. I just want to preface that.
No, because every time I think of it, I'm like, Halloween H2O, the one about the water. That's, I think it, so.
That is, I like, that is not what I thought. I was like, maybe it's like 2.0.
It's just weird. It's,
yeah.
Like, they could have been more creative, but I guess.
Yeah.
It's fine. We got a good movie out of it.
All that matters.
It has a great ending that was horribly retconned. I guess I would also maybe recommend 2018, but I wouldn't recommend Kills or Ends, especially not Ends. Watch our last video to find out why. Yeah, I won't go on about it because I feel like I've talked about Halloween too much on this podcast in the last month. So just watch Halloween if you haven't watched Halloween, but watch the original, not the Rob Zombie versions. You can watch Rob Zombie version after, but watch the original. That's my PSA. Watch it for my gal, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Fair enough.
Okay, your turn.
Since you chose one that we've talked about a lot, I'll choose one that we've talked about a lot-ish. Hocus Pocus. I feel like he's on the majority of people's watch list, minus Sam. Which is fine. It's growing. This sounds so bad. That I'm going to be like, as I got older, I think my like for it has decreased. it's something I've watched since I was a child that I now feel like I have to keep watching it. But I still do like it. But Hocus Pocus 2 is definitely the end to the list now because,
yeah,
once again, I love gay campy shit and that's what they gave me.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, one of the movies where it's, like, it's actually based during Halloween. So, like, how do I not watch it?
I don't want to say that Hocus Pocus 2 might make it to my list. Because I can't promise that. But I feel like if I'm likely to watch any of them, it'd be that one.
And I can't wait for when they make it Hocus Pocus 3 and bring back Mama Witch Hannah Waddingham and just make the whole thing about her. That will be Sam's favorite one.
Yeah.
Sam will actually be willing to watch it then.
Yeah.
Instead of me twisting her arm.
It's my girl. Honestly, put Hannah Waddingham in, like, any movie I hate, and, like, you might just have my business.
Yes.
You might have my views.
Exactly. Yeah, Hocus Pocus is just a classic.
And it's just, it's the vibes that I want during spooky season. And I still want to go to Salem because of this movie.
I want to go to Salem so bad. Can we go next year?
Yeah, I've heard you have to go a little bit earlier, though, because they bring out their spooky stuff early, but, like, everyone wants to go in October, so, like,
yeah. I was going to say we could go in November, but obviously I think all the Halloween stuff would be gone by then.
Yeah.
But I'm like, November is my birthday and, like, kind of in a way yours, too, because it's very close.
Yeah.
So, like, we could just consider it.
Even right. I've heard September is really good, too.
I was going to say September, too. And it probably wouldn't be, like, super cold.
No, it wouldn't be. It
would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. My other one. Carrie. I rewatched this for the first time last year. I hadn't seen it since, like, 2013. And I did not appreciate this enough in 2013, because watching it back, I'm like, this is a masterpiece. This is the most beautiful movie I've ever seen visually. I still stand by that. I think it's one of the most visually appealing movies I've ever seen. It's up there with, like, The Virgin Suicides in terms of prettiness and, like, cinematography. It's just, like, very dreamy looking and, like, Vaseline slick lenses and clean colors and all that. And it's, like, a very, it doesn't feel like a horror movie. It just kind of feels like a very sad drama with supernatural powers for most of it. And then it just, like, shit just hits the fan immediately and everything goes wrong. And I love it so much.
I watched Carrie for the first time and the only time when I was, like, 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet to watch it again. But I do remember it being visually, like, very... Their use of colors is very good.
Very
like
good, yeah.
Very saturated.
It's very bright and saturated. Mm-hmm. Saturated is a very good word for that.
Fun fact, do you play poster? Poster? I can't say that word.
Poster doll?
Yeah. Did I?
No. Is it Carrie?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I don't even know I wonder how quick I would have got that. BRB, loading that up. I'm just curious. Okay.
John Travolta's in Carrie, right?
Yes.
Okay,
since I know it's Carrie, it's probably easy, but... Yeah.
When I got to more of the other image, the black and red, I was like, oh, I know.
I also feel like because my disc in the movie isn't that cover.
Okay.
So, like, my disc, or, like, my movie of it is the white one with her, like, standing and it's her back.
I don't even think I've seen that one.
Hold on. I'm going to just pull it off my phone. I really don't feel like stepping over my stuff.
That's fine.
Carrie movie poster. Yeah, like, I feel like this one is the most noticeable, like, one that everybody kind of knows.
Yeah.
But where's the one I have? Like, that's why it throws me, because I never see this poster. It's 1 second.
Okay.
This isn't going to bother me. This one. It's this one.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
No, which is weird. Like, I don't know why that's... Like, this honestly kind of reminds me of the remake, but it's...
Yeah.
It's the original. Because I only will watch the original. I've never even seen the new one. I refuse to.
I don't even know who's in the new one.
Your favorite, Judy Greer.
Bye.
She plays the Miss Collins, the gym teacher, and then has Chloe Grace in the role of Carrie, which doesn't make any sense because I'm sorry.
That's why I don't watch it, because I don't like her.
No, me either. It's fine. And then it has Julianne Moore as the mom, which I like. I like Julianne Moore, but like... I don't know. Carrie is just one of those movies that, like, I feel like it's just perfectly casted.
No, it is.
Because, like, I'm sorry. Oh, God. Piper Laurie's portrayal of Mrs. White is the most insane and amazing and terrifying thing I've ever seen.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but...
Oh, she's absolutely unhinged.
No, she is. I do remember that. I'm being, like, slightly scared of her.
Yeah, because she's scary.
Yeah.
And, like, I just... Sissy Spacek is beautiful, but her eyes just work so well for this movie because they get so wide and, like, buggy that it's kind of terrifying. So she just... It's perfect. 10 out of 10 movie. I highly recommend rewatching it. It's really good.
One day I will.
I did make my brother watch this last year, and he didn't like it. But he also was expecting, like, a straightforward horror movie, and that's definitely not what Carrie is. Like, it isn't even a horror movie until probably the last 20-30 minutes. Because they're a prom for a while before shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
And there's a really long sequence of them just dancing and the camera going around them in a circle for, like, 5 minutes. It's a lot. This movie does make me want to watch Scarface, though, because it's Brian De Palma. And I'm like, if this is so visually stunning, maybe Scarface will be, too. But I really don't have any interest in Scarface, besides from Michelle Pfeiffer.
There.
Yeah. Watch Carrie. It's one of my must-watches. It was on TV the other day, and it was the scene where Chris and Billy, John Travolta, are in the car, and she's about to blow him, and they cut it from TV. I'm like, that part is so funny, because you know what she's doing, and she's like, I hate Carrie White. I'm like, ah, foreplay. But they cut it from TV. I'm like, what's the point?
They cut everything dirty from television.
I just don't understand, why are you going to put a bunch of horror movies on TV and then cut everything out? Halloween was on, or one of the Halloween sequels, and they blurred out the middle finger. I'm like, this is AMC, where you air The Walking Dead and people's guts falling out, but you're not going to air a middle finger.
Make sense.
Anyway, I digress.
On the complete opposite. I cannot go on spooky season without watching Halloween Town.
Of course not.
Obviously it hits different now with Recipe Debbie Reynolds. Queen. But I'm okay. The only Halloween Towns I will watch are the first one and Halloween Town High. Halloween Town 2 and Halloween Town 4 are awful. And that is not for discussion.
Interesting, because I don't think I've seen the sequels.
Okay.
I've seen bits and pieces of the sequels, but I was never a Halloween Town fan growing up.
Once again, different generation.
I was a Twitches girl. I'm sorry.
I'm not a Twitches girl.
Yeah. We've had this conversation. I don't know if I'm still a Twitches girl. But I did rewatch Halloween Town for the first time, like, a couple years ago, and I did really enjoy it.
It's cute.
It's arguably the perfect Halloween vibe movie.
Yes.
Like, it feels like Halloween threw up on you, which it makes sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Sorry, continue.
No, you're good.
Is Halloween Town High the one with Sarah Paxton?
No, that's
the... Okay, I was gonna say, I'm like, I'd be surprised if you liked that one.
That's the fourth one. The third one is basically they try to merge the two worlds together. So they bring in the children from Halloween Town to come into high school in the real world. Lucas Gabriel's in it.
That's wild.
Yeah. And then Halloween Town 2 is about... It's literally called Halloween.
It's Calabar's Revenge.
Yeah, which I didn't really care for. I really like how, like, they're now married. Oh, you...
No, right. I was like, who's married? Marnie.
Yes, Kimberly J. Brown is married to the guy that plays young Calabar in the second movie.
That's very cute.
Yeah, and then
I love when that kind of stuff
happens. The girl that played her mom, they did a convention recently in Louisiana together, which I loved. Really cute. But yeah, no, Halloween Town High is based where Halloween Town is literally just Halloween thrown up on you. And once again, that's what I want during October. I also remember, like, when I was in third grade, I had a project for class, and we had to make, like, our own little town, and everyone wanted to do, like, Halloween Town. Like, we had to have a theme, like, so everyone wants to do Halloween Town. Some people did Candyland, but, like, we all had to choose one. I think I was Candyland, but I was really upset we weren't Halloween Town. It's fine. But I love also, that's actually, like, a real town. It's, like, in Oregon, I think, or Washington.
Do we go to Salem or do we go there?
We go both.
Okay. I'm down.
I forgot what the actual town name is called, but I mean, I think they actually have a giant pumpkin there. So, like, amazing.
Even better.
Yeah. And it's also that movie's slightly frightening for a child.
It really is. When they, like freeze the mom and grandma, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we're doing this.
And Calabar's not like a pretty looking person either.
No, he's really, he's well, really, when he
changes, yeah.
It's like that movie. I don't know if you ever saw them, but did you ever watch the Ernest movies? And like Ernest Scared Stupid?
No, but I've heard of them.
Because that movie fucked my shit as a kid. I thought that was the scariest thing I've ever seen. Like, hang on, I have to show you one of these trolls, because this was too scary for
okay.
A kids movie. Ernest, Scared Stupid. They're such stupid movies, but I really kind of honestly love this one. It's 1991. Why was this thing in a kids movie? And there's a million of them. And they turn gross.
No.
They turn little kids into wooden figures. It's horrifying.
Good.
Yeah. And it's a family comedy, it says. Fuck no. Anyway, that's another episode we should do, just childhood fears. I think that'd be fun.
Shh. That'd be traumatizing.
But how fun.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, that's all I have to say about Halloween Town. Like, I feel like everyone has seen Halloween Town at least once.
If you're probably born in, like, the last 10 years.
Yeah, no. And I feel like anyone in my generation.
Because, honestly, I feel like it isn't aired on the Disney Channel anymore.
Yeah, the Disney Channel now sucks. But you can watch it on Disney Plus.
Channel in a minute. But... In a minute. In years?
Years.
But I don't remember it being on there in a long time.
Yeah, definitely innocent. But it is on Disney Plus. Yes, and Macy just watched it, so clearly people from my generation must have.
Along with
watch
a lot
it.
Of other classic Disney Channel horror movies. Horror movies? No. A lot of Disney Channel Halloween movies. I just rewatched Girl vs. Monster because I remember liking that as a kid. It's absolute dog shit.
That's not my generation.
It's okay. It was, like, at the very tail end of mine.
Okay.
But I remember loving the fuck out of that movie, and it was very bad. I didn't actually finish it, but I logged it because I watched almost the entire thing.
Oh my god. Fair enough.
Anyway... another movie I made you watch this year, Practical Magic.
Oh, I thought you were going to say another one. You didn't force me to watch Practical Magic.
No, you had already, like, kind of, like, wanted to watch it, but...
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I've been saying, I'm like, Alexi, you need to watch it.
Which, like, I wish it was better.
I know, that's the only problem. Like, I love it because, like, just the vibes and the cast and everything.
Yeah.
But, like, the storyline could definitely use some work.
Yeah.
I kind of skip the whole, like, getting Nicole Kidman from her house or whatever it is part. I don't even fully remember that because I don't care. But the rest of it, just, like, seeing a bunch of, like, pretty witches just, like, hang around the house is very fun to me. The midnight margarita scene.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm also, I don't think anyone really knows this. I love Soccer Channing. Like, obsessed
with
her.
No, I know you do. That's why I'm like, I feel like you'll love this movie.
She's my favorite part of the first Wives Club. That she eats herself on the fucking building. I'm just like, how rude. So when I don't remember if I knew she was in it, but like obviously when she was in it, I was like, wow, I love
her. You can't, and like, Soccer Channing.
No. And I really thought she was gonna have like a short role, but
I'm no, it wasn't. That's what I like, is that everybody, like, it's very like, I don't want to sound like too like, oh my god, feminism kind of thing, but like, it's very female centric.
Yes, it is.
Which I really like. I also just think Soccer Channing needs to be at the forefront of movies more often. Mm-hmm. Because love her. But the ending is great. I love the quote, like the there are like few things I know for certain. Always grow lavender by your gate, throw salt over your shoulder and fall in love whenever you can. One of the best movie kisses. Has Faith Hill playing in the background, which is honestly my dream. I want to live in this town.
Yeah, it's a really cute town.
It's too. A very cute town.
I which they're it. Supposed to be in Oregon, which I think they're on the west and the east coast. Ooh. I could be, that could be a lie.
All right, we're going on a road trip.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, great movie. I don't really have much else to say about it other than I just love Pretty Witch Sandra Bullock.
Fair enough. What really got me, though, was her match, like, little her, like, saying what she wants in a perfect band, and then he actually shows up. And
I like, know. Oh,
I can't believe it, but it's okay.
Practical Magic is actually a romance movie, guys. It is not a Halloween movie. Just watch it for the romance.
Yeah.
And witches. And midnight margaritas. Serotonin, honestly, that scene is just full serotonin.
Yeah. Well, here's a movie that I forced Sam to watch this year. Rocky Horror.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, entirely forced. I did want to watch this at some point.
But then you became obsessed with Tim Curry, which is still, like,
guys, weird. Do you think Frankenfurter is sexy?
No.
Yes, he is.
No, he is not.
I'm gonna ask my group chat.
You did ask them when you watched this, and they were like, oh my god, yes.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I'm asking again. I got new people. I need to know.
Okay. To this day, do I still really know what's going on in Rocky Horror? Absolutely not. But it's just like an unhinged like movie that it's like, it really has nothing to do with Halloween, and it's really not.
It doesn't. That's what spooky. I said. I'm like, it's a Halloween movie, and you're like, no, it's not. I'm like, but it's considered one.
Yeah, but just, it is, considering how many movie theaters play it on Halloween.
I think it's like the camp and the gothic like feeling of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think just how many people dress up as him.
Yeah. But just Rocky Horror is unmatched, truly.
So good.
One of the best cult classics, I'd say.
For sure. It's not one that would get made to this day.
No. If people were making that now, they'd be really confused.
I'm confused watching it now, so I can't imagine.
Yeah. I will say, I will listen to the music any time of the year, though.
Just sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stick around, maybe play you a sound? That's my Tim Curry impression. What do you think?
It sounded a little more British than Tim Curry.
Well, I don't know what the hell his accent is, okay? But it's not fully
American. It's a Transylvanian accent.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I have no idea.
Okay, I've already got one no.
Good.
Only one person has answered me, though. I sent the sweet transvestite scene for context. I'm determined to find people who think he's sexy. Macy, I love you. I should just make that my next article, because someone pitched, or one of the pitches was, why Black Phillip from The Witch is sexy, and Black Phillip is a goat. As far as I know, I've never seen The Witch, but I'm pretty sure he's a goat. So,
please pitch it.
I should. I don't have any reason, though. I just... he is. Anyway, we'll leave you in anticipation.
But maybe the rain
wasn't really to blame.
Some removed the cause.
Someone just said they remind him of Prince, or he reminds them of Prince. I love Prince. Maybe that is part of the reason. I will say, Susan Sarandon, I love you, but you kind of can't sing, but you look like you were having the time of your life, and Touch a Touch a Touch Me is this a bop. Should have won her a Grammy.
This should have.
God, I love Susan Sarandon.
I love how she, like, knows on movies for the gays, including herself.
Oh, yeah. Because Susan Sarandon's one of the gays.
Yes, she is.
Honestly, might be the best thing to come out of 2022. Like, oh, there have been some great moments,
that she's bisexual?
Yes.
I thought you meant, like, you watching Rocky Horror. I was like, okay.
It was a highlight, for sure.
Fair.
Now, Gina Davis, it's your turn.
Sure.
Not to pressure, but, like, if you were, now's the time. I believe you're both single. So, Thelma and Louise it, baby.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, before I get myself in trouble. My next one is actually another one I think you were thinking of when I said I convinced you to watch it. Hereditary. Honestly, this is the one on this list that feels the least Halloween to me.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
But it is one that I just, like, really like watching in the Halloween season, so, like, I feel like it's kind of a staple for me. Like, I feel like it's just one I have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm in a Hereditary vibe this year. That sounds terrible.
Yes, it does.
Given the context of this movie, but just, like, I'm loving this movie this year. Deserved all the Oscars. One of the best horror movies. Not a great ending. Toni Collette, scary child, amazing symbolism, great cinematography, very slow burn horror, and then it just never lets up from the very beginning. And Alexi didn't hate it.
Didn't hate it. I did not love it.
No, that's to be expected. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's two
scary people in it. One of them dies, thank God. Sorry.
So they both die. They both die.
Okay, but one doesn't die soon enough.
Yeah, that's true.
I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
Do I, like, really love it? Love it? No.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I don't think it's for everybody.
No.
But I do think it's one, like, if you are a horror fan and you've been curious, like, definitely watch it, because I think one of the best. But I also just like forcing people to watch it and waiting for their reactions to things. That scene specifically, where your favorite dies. that was, like, I just love seeing people's reaction to that if they don't know. I knew it happened going in. Did you? You didn't, did you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's wild. It's my favorite thing to just see people react, because they're just like, holy fuck. I'm like, yeah. I look like a I look psychotic when I watch this with people because I'm just, like, sitting there grinning. And everybody else is, like, in absolute terror and, like, thinking this is the most uncomfortable and depressing movie, which it is.
Yeah.
But it's a comfort movie to me in a weird way.
It's just bizarre to me that a movie about, like, demons is comforting.
I really don't know why. Because, like, I was watching with some friends the other night, and they're not really all horror fans, and they were all saying, they're like, oh yeah, this mom sucks. I'm like, I'm on her side. They're like, what? And I'm like, you can't disrespect Miss Toni Collette. Annie is a comfort character, what can I say? Does she go a little cray cray? Yes, it's not her fault. In this essay, I will. It's my girl.
You need to write a article on her.
Oh my god, yes. Why Annie Graham was actually the unsung hero of Hereditary. I don't think they take it.
Why crazy ladies?
Listen, she was a victim. Characters? Why Hereditary is my comfort movie. Toni Collette and spooky vibes.
Yes.
That's it. Actually, that is my next article, though, is about Hereditary. So... stay tuned.
I remember if you told me the synopsis for it. I don't think you did.
No, I just got this one approved yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Anyway, watch Hereditary. Okay. Watch Hereditary and then thank me later. Or yell at me later. But both.
My next, my last few are all Halloween episodes of TV shows, because once again, these are actually like Halloween. And speaking of Halloween, Abbott Elementary's Halloween episode comes out tomorrow, and I'm excited for it. You need to watch it, Sam. It's so funny. But I think this is not a generational thing. I think it's like a any Disney kid thing, where Disney had the best Halloween episodes ever.
They really did.
They did. It's just too good. Too good.
Too good.
So my next year are Disney top Halloween episodes. The first one, arguably the best, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
I rewatched that recently. It's just,
it's what's it has called, no ghost right in apartment 13B. I could totally be making
it up. That movie. I mean, that episode, because it's scary for a kid's show.
It is. It's quite frightening, actually.
Like, even watching it back, I'm like, damn.
But it's just, it's so good.
It's so good.
Even as a child, I'm like, I can't, like, I never would have guessed the whole thing was prank on Zach.
No. Even, like, watching now, like, I'll just be like, how the heck did they make that prank? Like,
yeah,
it's just so good.
Oh my god, the Arwen Frankenstein one.
No, that episode scared me as a kid.
It was pretty scary, but it was so good.
It's very good. It only scared me because I think I turned it on at, like, 3 a.m. one night because I had a TV in my room, and that was a dangerous thing for me because I was a night owl. So I remember, like, it just coming on really late at night, and I was terrified. Because it, like, started right at the scene where he's, like, coming out of the closet, and I'm like, no.
Yeah. That's quite frightening. What was it? Arwenstein?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other one was called Ghost of 613.
Yeah.
I need a refresher.
Maybe Sweet Life of Zack and Cody had, like, the best Halloween episodes.
Oh, no. They did. The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody was just, like, the best Disney Channel series.
It really was. Yeah.
Or it's one of the top five. I will say that. It's not the best. I feel like it's hard to define a best when it comes to Disney Channel original series.
It really depends on the mood. We need to do an episode on these.
We talked about it a while ago.
We did. We need to do
this. Even DCOMs.
Maybe in November.
Okay.
When it's not fully spooky season anymore.
So
I'd love to know, like, your top three, because I have
I feel like I have to do a top five.
Yeah, top five.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, these are usually when I don't really like to watch like standalone episodes. If that makes sense.
No,
like
I get that.
Like when I watch like an episode, like I want to watch the whole series. I think that's just what binge watching has done to me.
Yeah.
But for these episodes, I'm like, oh, let me just put on this one episode. I'm like, just so good. Just gold.
Because for some reason, Disney Channel episodes just feel even shorter than
normal shows.
Well, even if it's a sitcom, like, I'm thinking, like, Modern Family's Halloween episodes, and I'm like, they feel longer than
commercials feel longer on Disney Channel.
That's fair.
Maybe they couldn't pay them as much as child actors for their time.
That's probably true, too.
Yeah, I'm sure Disney Channel was not paying them well.
No, why do you think they, like, have so many people coming out against them now?
Yeah, why do you think some of them are, like, fucked up?
Yeah.
Rest in peace to their career.
Yeah, rest in peace to their mental state, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my first one. But we'll continue more later.
My next one. Okay, I feel weird putting this one on here because I actually only watched it for the first time in full this year. But Corpse Bride. I'm going through a major Tim Burton thing at the moment because I watched Edward Scissorhands this year, and I'm like, this is the most depressing, beautiful, heartbreaking, romantic movie I've ever seen in my life. The cinematography is everything to me, but it's not going to be on here because it's a Christmas movie. In my mind, it is, anyway. I feel like this is an argument that people think Edward Scissorhands is a Halloween movie. I consider it a Christmas movie because it takes place during Christmas.
So this is like a Nightmare Before Christmas also situation where...
Yeah, I feel like it's a Die Hard kind of situation.
Yeah.
In a way, too. So I kind of, like, just wanted to go through Tim Burton's filmography. And I'm always, like, I always thought I didn't like stop motion, but I watched Coraline. And I'm like, okay, I actually don't mind. This is good. And I'm like, you know what? Let's watch Corpse Bride. Like, it was on Netflix, and I'm like, I like Tim Burton. I like his style. Let's do it. Tim Burton needs to pay my therapy bill because he makes me cry in everything he does. And it's not fun. I also haven't watched Nightmare Before Christmas.
I'm not a fan of it, so.
Yeah, I keep meaning to watch it, but then something comes up and I just haven't gone around. Because it's one I actually, like, want to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corpse Bride is so beautiful. Like, just, like, it's, like, starts, I don't know if you, have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
So it starts out, like, very, like, black and white and, like, grays and blues and stuff. Yeah. And then when he meets the Corpse Bride, like, they go into the underworld and it's, like, bright colors, like, kind of like a Day of the Dead kind of situation.
Yeah.
The music is really good. Like, I actually downloaded some of the soundtrack. It's really good. The ending makes me cry. It's got a great plot twist. And it's just so visually pretty. Like, at the ending, like, I guess I can say spoilers, but, like, it's been out for probably 20-something years, maybe. Maybe a little less. But, like, at the ending, when the Corpse Bride, like, floats away, she turns into butterflies, and it's so pretty. And, like, people want, like, a live-action version of this, and, like, I just don't think you could ever do this film justice with a live-action. Okay. Like, not even just casting-wise, but just, like, visually and everything. It's perfect the way it is. But this one is definitely being added to, like, my yearly Halloween list. I would say maybe Coraline 2, but, like, I liked Corpse Bride more.
Oh, I thought you meant Coraline 2. I was like, wait, this second?
No. I think I watched Coraline and Corpse Bride within, like, a day of each other. I also thought Coraline was a Tim Burton movie my entire life. It's not.
It so feels it.
It feels like it. Yeah. What's your next one?
Sticking with the Disney Channel.
I think this is also another one of our month's favorites. The That's So Raven Halloween episode.
Hell yeah.
Which is called, oh my god, what is it called?
It's season 2, episode 1, correct?
You're correct. That's slightly blurring. Where is it?
Don't have a cow.
Where is it? Season 2, episode 2. Don't have a cow.
Dang it, I thought it was the first one. I'm like, I know it's early on in the season because it throws me every time. I'm like, why is this so early in?
Yeah.
But I guess a lot of premieres are in, like, September.
True. But that episode is just wild.
It's ridiculous. And I love it. I would always get so excited when it was Halloween time. Sorry, I'm, like, encroaching on this one because it's my favorite.
No, it's fine.
But every time it was Halloween, I would, like, get so excited to turn on TV and see That's a Raven on because I'm like, I know it's going to be the cow episode. And I just found it so fun when they would, like, just transition into cows very slowly. It's slightly terrifying, though.
Yeah, no, it is. It's the best part is when they're full on cows.
At the end with wigs. And then I just love how it just, like, moves on with no mention of the fact that they are cows beforehand. Oh, Disney sitcoms, man.
I don't even think I knew, like, that's what was gonna happen.
No. Because up until then, they just, like, have, like, a few parts. Like, they have, like, hooves at one point, they have the snout, and then all of a sudden they're cows in full.
Prosthetics were very good, though.
Very. It's wild. Gosh, it's like, it's in my top three, I think, favorite episodes of That's So Raven.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite. I love that episode so much.
So good. The Disney Channel original shows now could never.
Never. Never.
It's too perfect.
That's So Raven. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it's the best Disney Channel show. I think it's the best one. I know we're going to disagree on that, but.
No, it's up there for me.
It's very high up
there. I can't You're choose Lizzie a McGuire. Favorite.
No,
Lizzie McGuire is really good, but, like, is it my favorite? Like, I don't know, but it's up there.
I've watched That's So Raven, like, twice now since it came, since Disney Plus became a thing, so. I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unironically, I just adore That So Raven.
It's just good. It's great.
It's just very good.
Can't do anything like it. I mean, well, like, they have put Raven's home, but, like, it's not doing it justice.
I'm not even watching that. I
think I watched a few episodes, but I was like, it's not doing it justice, so I gotta stop.
Corey in the House, however.
Oh, my God. Forgot about it.
That's not on Disney Plus, and it makes me so mad. Yeah. I check often.
Wow.
That had a really good theme song. Okay, my last one, and I think you kind of agree in a way.
Yeah.
Addams Family.
Sam grouped them together. I'm more of an Addams Family Values kind of person.
I think everyone's more of an Addams Family Values kind of person. I rewatched these for, like, the first time this year. Like, I hadn't, like, they've always been, like, kind of just on, so I've caught, like, them but not like in full. So I watched them for the first time in full this year, and these movies are ridiculous. They would not get made today. I don't think, like, Addams Family Values is low-key very racist.
Yeah.
It's very it's they're so funny though. Like, they truly don't have a right being funny. Every time, like, there's a scene where Morticia's, like, pinned to a thing, and he's, like, and Gomez is, like, does it hurt? And she's, like, yes, and he's, like, oh, like, they're, like, into it, like, ugh. Gomez and Morticia were too horny for them to be in a kid's movie. It's ridiculous.
Wild.
So wild. Also, I say it every time we talk about it, Wednesday Addams will forever and always be Christina Rich. There's just no replacing her.
There was a scene that popped up on my TikTok yesterday, and it was the scene, I forgot her name, but they're like, oh, and where's your Halloween costume? She's like, this is my Halloween costume. I'm a homicidal maniac. You blend in like everyone else. And I was like, yeah, no, Christina can only deliver that line.
No, it's so good.
I don't even think I can get, like, how straight of a face she has. She
does it so well. My favorite is... I feel like
I'm still smiling.
Yeah. My favorite is in, I think it's the first movie. I'm pretty sure it's the first movie because it's Uncle Fester and her. But he, like, gives her doll, kisses the top of the doll's head, and then she just sleeps, and she sleeps like this. And I think it's so funny. And then there's them, like, her and Pugsley doing their school play. And the blood geyser is just, like, shooting out. It's, these movies are amazing.
Gold.
Like, I don't care if they're technically bad to anybody. They're amazing.
Oh my god, what's the scene where it's in the original Addams Family, and they go to the school, her parent teacher conference, and the teacher's like, they wrote about Ronald Reagan. They wrote about their mom. And Pugsley wrote about, like, or no, it was Wednesday, like, their great grandmother who was, like, hung during the Salem witch trials. I was like, wow, iconic of her.
Like, I know I shouldn't want to be a part of this family, but I really, really do.
Yeah.
And also, my favorite just, like, running gag is, like, Wednesday and Pugsley just, like, basically nearly killing each other for fun.
Yes.
Like, she puts him in, like, an electric chair at one point.
Die, or is it Pugsley really trying to kill Wednesday, or is it just Wednesday really trying to kill Pugsley?
No, I think it's just Wednesday trying to kill Pugsley, and he's too stupid to, like, realize. Yes. But, like, she puts him in an electric chair at one point, and then Morticia's just like, what are you kids doing? They're like, playing.
I feel like she almost tries to saw him in half, and, like,
I think totally so.
Really fine.
Also, there's a baby with a goatee. No, it's just a mustache.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. It's...
No.
These movies are amazing.
Would not be made now.
They would not be made now. So I'm very grateful they were made.
So am I.
Yeah, they're a staple. Honestly, I feel like they're an all-year-round staple because they're just
fun.
But the vibes are amazing, especially for Scorpio season.
Yes. Apparently because we are Wednesday.
Thanks, TikTok.
That's your last one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so my last one, it's another TV show. But I couldn't choose just one. I had to choose the all three of their Halloween episodes. How I Met Your Mother.
I thought you were going to say the Lizzie McGuire one.
I know, but then I forgot How I Met Your Mother existed. First hot sec. And I was like, oh my god, the Slutty Pumpkin.
Yes.
And then, it's really just mostly the Slutty Pumpkin episodes, and then there's the one episode where they talk about the annual Halloween parade, and it's not, like, the West Village Halloween parade, it's the Walk of Shame the night after Halloween, and then Robin comes back with her slutty nurse costume, and it's rant. Gold. Gold.
It's great.
But the Slutty Pumpkin. It's just, like, it's, like, one of the running gags, one of the many running gags of the show.
I love how many running gags there are in How I Met Your Mother, because, like, some of them would show up when I was watching, and I'm like, oh, they probably won't come back to this, which is a shame. No, they do. Even if it's, like, five seasons later.
Yeah.
They'll come back to it, and it's crazy.
And, like, whoever would have thought the Slutty Pumpkin was Katie Holmes? Not me.
Can we do this style episode when it comes to Christmas? Because I want to talk about the How I Met Your Mother Christmas episode when Barney is hitting on Ted's sister. Because me and my brother still quote when he's like, sister, sister, sister.
Christmas or is it Thanksgiving?
I think it's Christmas because he's singing a bunch of Christmas songs about wanting to bang Ted's sister. It's my favorite. It's my favorite episode.
Oh my god. No, we can't do this for Christmas.
Oh, it's amazing. I forgot they did Halloween episodes.
They only did three.
I need to rewatch it.
Oh my god. I mean, they had some good, like, holiday episodes.
They did.
Slapsgiving. Iconic.
Slapsgiving. It's iconic.
Always will be.
It's so funny. All right, next time I come visit, we're going to actually try to rewatch all of How I Met Your Mother.
You will never be leaving my house.
No, I won't. Yeah, this is my way of saying you're getting a roommate. Hi.
Uh-huh. Sounds good. Ugh. I can't believe I forgot How I Met Your Mother existed for a hot sec. It's like one of my favorite shows. But obviously, whenever I think of How I Met Your Mother, I think of Robin's Sparkles, because those are my comfort episodes.
Those are the best episodes. They're amazing. Now I want to rewatch How I Met Your Mother. You my can't do favorite. This.
No, you have to rewatch it. I've rewatched it a few times now.
No, I just mean you can't do this to me because I'm supposed to be watching Will and Grace after this.
Oh, no, watch Will and Grace. Will and Grace in peace, Leslie Jordan. Just, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Beverly Leslie.
I'm planning to watch Dead to Me, but then I might actually watch that this month, just because that's coming out next month, and I have, and I want to catch up. Then I'm planning to watch Will and Grace. I was planning to watch The OC. I'm gonna watch Will and Grace.
Yeah, watch Will and Grace. Yeah. Amazing guest stars. Amazing guest stars.
I was sold when I saw Cher.
It's so good. And also, Karen Walker is.
I was gonna say you're Karen, yeah.
Oh my god, so funny.
I have so many shows.
Karen's character is just wild, and her storyline's wild in general.
Did you see her post today for Leslie?
Yeah. I was like anticipating it as soon as I found out the news. I was like, I can.
It felt like another situation of like Sarah Jessica Parker and Willie Carson.
Shut the fuck up! Oh my, stop! I just remembered that they have to address that this season. Love that. But they also have to address Leslie Jordan's currently on Call Me Cat.
Yeah.
So they have to address that. And like, what's her name?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't know how to pronounce it either. But she posted about it, like that they're going to take some time off and then they're going to come back. And I was like,
it sounds so selfish to say this, but I really hate when shows have to write out people who pass away. Like, you obviously want them to, but also it's so hard to, like, watch those episodes. Like, Fred Andrews' write out in Riverdale still just makes me sob.
I mean, I watch, is it All My Children?
Eight Simple Rules?
Yes!
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was thinking of Eight Simple Rules, too.
But the woman, the mom is in All My Children. That's why.
Married with Children.
Yes. Married with Children. Same shit.
All my children's a soap opera. I'm like, Alex, you're going to be more specific. Everybody dies in those. They've been going on for 40 years.
My bad. But watching them right out here. I didn't even watch the show. But, like, no. I'll watch the clips.
I'm no, I didn't watch it either. But it'll just, like, come on TV. And I'm like, no thank you. I'm good.
No, it's always so hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, happy spooky season.
Happy spooky season. It's officially spooky season because it's Scorpio season.
Hell yeah, it's our time to rise, baby.
Watch out, we're coming in full force.
Hell yeah. When does Scorpio season end?
November 18th, I think, or the 20th, something along those lines.
We don't get enough time.
We don't.
I think it should be Scorpio season all year round.
Right? I saw a TikTok yesterday that said for Scorpio risings that we spent a lot of time inside, but like now, like, we're going to have more opportunities to go outside and do stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm like perfectly content staying in my
room. Yeah, I'm very happy inside, actually. Don't force me to do anything.
Exactly.
I'm good.
We're good.
Yeah. I don't think I have any more.
I mean, none like that's like a staple. There's some that I'll like occasionally watch.
Yeah, there are ones that like Friday the 13th is always on, and I feel like it isn't right if I don't like at least like see a snippet of it. But I don't care. I don't seek it out. Like if it's on TV, I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. Like just those kind of things. I feel like there are also shows that maybe we're omitting, like the Friends Halloween episode, but I honestly don't really love that one. I just remember Phoebe and Monica. Phoebe's dressed as Supergirl and Monica's Catwoman, and she's like, yeah. So we do Supergirl, and she's like, it's me, Phoebe.
Yeah. Just,
yeah. Not my favorite, though.
No. Their Thanksgiving ones are more memorable.
Their Thanksgiving ones are amazing. I think every show just, like, has a holiday that they just, like, excel at.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same thing goes for Modern. Wait, no. How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
With their Thanksgiving episodes, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Okay. Don't know what we're doing next week. Might be Barbarian, might be something else. Don't know. Wish Alexi a happy birthday in 4 days, though. Oh my god, is that gonna be the day this comes out?
No, my birthday is on Saturday.
Okay, so wish Alexi a happy birthday on Friday.
Oh, are we even filming next week? I don't know.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
My birthday's on Wednesday.
I thought it was Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday. It's
Wednesday. So I guess we could. I don't know. Wish us a happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's our birthday's coming up. yeah. But thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls, and our Twitter is Enter Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.